Jumping over to the other side of the bay, I'm not sure if you saw the news today, but Jesus yeah. Luzardo slowed down and A.J. Puck going to start the season on the IL.
Yep.
How much does at least a slowdown, if not an outright stop, to those two young guys' seasons hurt the A's chances overall?
That's a kick in the you-know-what. It's tough because those are two guys that I was super excited to see. I mean, obviously with Luzardo, we got to see him last year and how special he could be. We had a chance to chat with him on Intentional Talk, during the shutdown. And just super mature kid, seems to be able to push all the right buttons. But, man, I mean, when you're talking about the future of the franchise, I don't know what they're going to be able to provide during the 60-game sprint. I mean, with Puck, obviously, he's getting a second opinion now here in Southern California. You know, that could be a fully lost season for him. So, yeah, it's tough. But here's the thing I've learned about covering the A's. Every time I count them out, they turn around and laugh in my face. So they've got one of my favorite guys in baseball and Bob Melvin leading the charge. And so, you know, it's painful for A's fans, there's no question. But when I honestly say I think they'll figure it out without any factual data to back it up, I feel like they're going to figure it out.
Chris, I'm curious as far as like the trade deadline this year and what teams are valuing right now. We know that there was no college baseball season, no high school baseball season. We don't know what's going to happen next year. What's your sense on value when it comes to how teams are evaluating the draft, how they're evaluating their own prospects? No minor league system right now. What's your sense for the trade deadline that's just going to be right around the corner here as the season opens up? Are teams going to want to hang on to what they have, or are they more likely to go try to get something that's big league ready to help them now?
It's a good question. My guess is I think that most GMs will play it conservatively. I really do. I don't think they're going to be willing to give up on guys that they've drafted. I also don't think that a lot of GMs are going to say, hey, the last time we saw a kid that we were really interested in was last September. That's a long time to go between seeing a kid that in his developmental, stage. So you have to be really a trustworthy GM on the other side if you are dealing a veteran. You know what I'm saying? Like, why would you pull the trigger on something? It's hard enough when you're dealing for prospects because you never know if they're going to turn into big leaguers. But when they have missed 10 months to almost a year of developmental time, that takes some onions to pull that one off. I'm not so sure I would.
I want to go way to the other side of the country to ask you a question that we don't talk much Toronto Blue Jay baseball in the Bay Area.
Not
but
really?
Where are they going to be playing their home games? I mean, I know that they floated a minor league ballpark in Buffalo, possibly. They're saying that lighting's not good enough. Don't tell that to the minor league team, by the way. Now PNC and the Pirates might be the home away from home. What have you heard?
Yeah, I mean, I'm reading the same stuff that you are. They don't have a clock that's in their favor right now.
No, they do not.
Out of time. Now, they do start on the road, so they might have a couple more days here to buy some time. Unfortunately, it's a real indictment on our country and what the Canadian government, which is well within their right, is doing. You know, it has nothing to do with the Toronto Blue Jays, who have done everything right in terms of following protocols, but that's a tough one to swallow. If I had to guess, it wouldn't shock me if they end up in another major league stadium like Pittsburgh. You know, it'd be tough for the Blue Jays. They're going to have to jump through a lot of hoops this year, particularly with a really young squad. But that's unfortunately the hand they've been dealt.
This is going to be a weird year all around, undoubtedly, but what is the thing? We're all excited baseball is back, but what's the thing you're most excited to see in this season?
Well, you know, I tend to look at these PECOTA standings before they come out, which is, you know, they mathematically try and figure out who's going to win the division by how many games and all that sort of stuff. Well, I'll just take the National League Central as a for instance. They've got the Cincinnati Reds winning the division, I think, 33-27. And the top four teams are separated by three games. If it comes down to the final weekend and there are four teams involved in a divisional race, that would be awesome. I hope Bakota hits it out of the park on that prediction. That's what I'm looking most forward to. The fact that we could, heading into the last week of the year, have 15 to 20 teams that are really in this thing, and every game has meaning. Like, I think that's going to be awesome.
God, it would be like back in 2015. What was that final night of the regular season where, like, the Red Sox were getting eliminated and Baltimore and Tampa was happening?
Yep.
That would be an awfully, awfully, awfully fun weekend for sure. Chris Rose here, and Intentional Talk is back on the daily. That is good. That means we are getting closer and closer to getting back to normal. I got to ask you one football question because, you know, I know that that's your bag too, baby, and we're looking here at a football season that has had an awful lot of runway in front of it, and it feels like they've overflown most of it. And now they are going to be doing the 11th hour negotiating that you think they had all the room in the world to avoid. Is the NFL setting itself up for a major league level bout of nastiness before we figure things out here?
Well, we're all big boys here. We've all covered these games extensively for a long time in our respective careers. And very often, negotiations go down on the last minute. That's what happens. Does it make it right? Does it make it easy for the fans, the league, and the players? Absolutely not. But this is the way it is. I will say this, that because of what the world has gone through, and particularly right now, everyone in the United States with this pandemic, there's nothing more important than people's health. And those decisions have to be first and foremost. And I was happy to see that the NFL and the NFLPA came to an agreement that there's going to be reportedly daily testing for the first 2 weeks. And I think that will put the players at ease. I believe it will show that ownership does care about their health moving forward. And that's much more than just an olive branch. That's an important move, I think, in order to get things going in the right direction.
I'll tell you what, Chris, this is the closest we've been to baseball season in a real, real long time. Just talking to you made it feel like it's even a little closer. We get a first pitch exhibition Thursday. It starts for real. Things are getting a little bit more normal, and it was great to hear from you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You got it, guys. Appreciate the time, and stay healthy up there.